Hello everyone, welcome to Living the Stories, a UU storytelling podcast to use stories to bring people of all ages joy and comfort during these difficult times. I'm Rachel Kohler, the Director of Religious Exploration at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Corvallis. And today's story is as follows. Here is a story out of Japanese legend of the swordsman Sukihara Bukuden, whose nobility and sense of justice caused him to be called Kensei, which means sword saint. Once, when the world was younger and it was common still to stumble into a story, Sukihara Bukuden set out on a journey. He traveled on foot, wishing to enjoy the sun's warmth on his back and the wind's breath in his face. He listened to the birds singing in the trees and to the cicadas singing in the fields, and he was content. Though he carried with him his sword, it stayed always in its sheath, for Sukihara Bukuden liked to say that he practiced the no-sword style of fighting. Soon, Sukihara Bukuden came to a wide river. There was no way across on foot, but there was a ferry, and so he stood in line to pay for his passage, taking his place behind an old woman carrying a basket of eggs, a young couple with their baby daughter, and a merchant toting his wares. The old woman was just handing the ferryman her coin when there was a sudden commotion at the end of the dock.
"Coming through! Make way!" shouted a gruff voice.
A tall man, dressed in gaudy colors, strode down the pier, pushing past Sukihara Bukuden and roughly shoving aside the other people to get to the ferry first.
"Excuse me," scolded the old woman. "You've almost made me drop my eggs. Wait your turn, you rude young man."
The gruff man turned on her with a roar.
"Hush, you! Don't you see this sword? I am a great warrior, and I need not wait my turn with the likes of you."
At this, he drew his sword and waved it wildly above his head. The old woman gave a squeak of alarm and jumped back, dislodging some of her eggs from her basket, which smashed on the dock. Satisfied, the ruffian turned back to the ferryman.
"A great warrior like me doesn't need to pay a fare."
When the ferryman opened his mouth to protest, the gruff man simply waved his sword about and the ferryman sighed and let him pass. After all of the other passengers had paid their way and settled into their seats, the ferryman pushed off and they set off across the wide river. The young couple and their child had taken the bow of the boat so that the little girl could watch the fish as they glided along under the water. And Sukihara Bukuden smiled to see her delight as their scales flashed silver. But the moment was ruined when the rude warrior stomped up to the bow of the boat and demanded to change seats.
"We sat here first," the young father said mildly, "and my daughter..." "Who cares what babies want?" said the gruff man. "Do you see this sword? It means I'm a great warrior who gets what he wants, and I want to sit in front of the boat."
He made as if to draw his sword once again, but the young couple quickly stood and ushered the little girl to safety before he had the chance. The gruff man sat.
"Well, that's hardly civilized behavior," the merchant spoke up as the family crowded onto the bench next to him.
"Oh yeah,"
snapped the gruff man.
"Who gets to say what's civilized? The one with the sword, that's who."
And he drew his sword once again to wave it around. Sukihara Bukuden snorted very quietly. The angry warrior rounded on him.
"And who dares to contradict me? You? I see you have a sword. Is it just for show?"
"I only draw my sword when it becomes absolutely necessary to defend myself or another," Sukihara Bukuden answered.
"Sounds cowardly to me," shouted the gruff man. "What school of fighting do you follow? The sissy style?"
"I call it the no-sword style," Sukihara Bukuden responded. "I'd be happy to give you a demonstration."
Ha! There's no way you can defeat me without a sword, laughed the gruff man. Let's go!
And true to form, he drew his sword at once and began to wave it threateningly in Sukihara Bukuden's general direction. But the sword saint shook his head. Not here.
Look how fiercely you wave your sword. We'll only harm bystanders with our fight. Let us go to that small island in the center of the river. Ferryman, may I borrow the little rowboat you have in tow?
The ferryman, delighted at the prospect of getting rid of this troublesome passenger as quickly as possible, readily agreed. And so Sukihara Bukuden rowed himself and the rude warrior towards the island. The boat had barely reached the sandy shoal when the gruff man leapt from the boat and splashed to the shore. He drew his blade at once and launched into such a virtuosic display of swordplay that the people on the ferry gasped, thinking for certain that the quiet man in the rowboat was doomed. But Sukihara Bukuden didn't come ashore. He simply rowed back to the ferry and climbed once more aboard. He called back to the gruff man,
and there you have it, my no-sword style of fighting. To defeat it, you'd best learn how to swim.
Then he settled himself once more into his seat on the ferry and enjoyed the sun's warmth on his back and the wind's breath in his face and the renewed laughter of the little child watching the fish swim under the boat. And when he reached the other side of the wide river, he continued on his journey and had many more adventures. But that is a story for another time.